Listener Production.
Good morning, Lizzie Viger here, and welcome to Townsville Local News. Checking the weather first, 32 degrees and a shower or two for Townsville today, down to 25 degrees tonight. Making news today, 21st of March. Amnesty International spokesperson on the new youth justice laws, the number of bomb-related offences already this year, and health authorities warn of an early flu season. Amnesty International is blasting the state's recent changes to youth justice laws. Amnesty's Aboriginal advisor Rodney Dillon says he's outraged over the wrong issues being addressed.
We're putting a band-aid on one end, locking up more blackfellas. It's good for the country. It's good for their votes. I think that it ticks a lot of the boxes. It's interesting, isn't it? It's one of the few things that Labor and Liberal can agree on.
Changes include breach of bail for youth offenders, lengthier jail terms for stealing a car, tougher penalties for teens who boast about their crimes on social media, and previous bail and criminal history to be taken into account at sentencing. 10 people were reported to Queensland Police for bomb-related offences between January and February this year, according to QPS crime data. Among the offenders were 3 adult women, 5 adult men, and 2 young males. The figures show since January 2022 to last month, reports of bomb possession or use were made to officers in every Queensland police district. The Townsville Police District received 4 reports of bomb-related offences during that period, which is higher than more populated regions in the southeast, like the Gold Coast and Logan. Health authorities have warned of an early flu season, and Townsville residents are encouraged to get their vaccination ahead of winter. It's as the Townsville Hospital and Health Service has already recorded 46 cases in the past fortnight. Pharmacy Guild Queensland President Chris Owen says Townsville chemists are open for immunisations now.
We are encouraging people to get in at some point this season. As I said, whether it's at the start or the end, the most important thing is that we do get that vaccine prior to the start of winter. We do need time for the antibodies to uplift, but certainly encouraging anyone and everyone to be able to get that vaccine.
Free vaccinations for eligible residents under the National Immunisation Program will be available from March 27. Taking a look at local sport, in round 3 of the NRL, North Queensland Cowboys rookie Tom Chester enjoyed a dream start, scoring the opening try of the game. But even with a strong start to the game, the Cowboys were unable to score beyond the 14th minute of their home game, losing 12 points to 26 against the New Zealand Warriors. Co-captain Chad Townsend says that Chester is a fast young gun who isn't afraid to throw himself into the game.
One thing with Tommy is that he just competes on absolutely everything. And you saw that on the weekend, the way he chased down those kicks, the way he carried the ball. He does it 100 mile an hour, so he can feel that full-back position like he is at the moment.
In round 2 of the QRL Host Plus Cup at the weekend, the Townsville Blackhawks lost their home game to the CQ Capras 22 points to 30. The boys put up a good fight with Brendan Elliott, Jaden Hodges and Sylvester Namo all managing to score a try and Thomas Duffy kicking 3 out of his 4 conversions. Still, the CQ Capras just getting away from them. Next, the Blackhawks take on the Mackay Cutters, who lost their round 2 game to the Northern Pride. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Townsville and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.